The Sherman tanks that were first issued to this regiment were issued in Scotland in 1943, and the Sherman tank was the first early model, and it had gasoline airplane engines in them, and they burnt high octane fuel. And this is rather interesting because the Germans found out that if they could hit one, beautiful, because they called them Ronsons, one strike and you're lit. Or they called them Tommy cookers, because if you hit them, it cooked. And they did. So there was a rule. If your tank was hit, you got 10 seconds to get out of it. And this fellow, Milne, takes this squadron and he's sent up to take this airfield and hold it so he can't withdraw. He gets up there and fog is so heavy he can't see. Anyway, they stop on this airstrip, and the Germans, they don't know, are parked across the road in the cemetery. And when the fog lifts, the Germans can see, but our guys can't because they're too high. As a result, they wipe out 12 tanks, and one of his tank is hit. So he bails out, and as he's bailing out, someone catches him in the helmet. And the helmet is hit by a sniper. It takes the top of his skull off. So anyway, he falls 13 feet from the top of the tank. They throw him on a stretcher. They pick his skull up, put it on his chest. Then they pick the helmet up and put it on top of the skull. They take him to the hospital. He gets out of the hospital a few months later. He's got the skull back on again, but he's lost his inner ear. So he ends the war. And from then on, he's always had to carry a cane to know where he was going because he lost his inner ear and his balance. And the interesting thing is he came home, he started a real estate business, and he lived up until about 8 or 9 years ago. So, I mean, this is for having the top of your head taken off.